And now the weather. Parts of the Northeast are experiencing record colds. Mike Pesca is Day-to-Day's New York Bureau Chief. Mike, what about these records?
Well, meteorologists say that tonight's going to feel colder than it's felt for about 50 years here in New York City. And that's because the weather right now, the temperature is about 10 degrees. The winds are gusting a little bit, but tonight they're really going to start to pick up 20 to 25 mile an hour gusts. And when you calculate the wind chill index, it's going to feel about negative 20 to 30 degrees. But, you know, with the humidity, they say it's going to be 76. Oh. You ever wonder about that? What happens to the humidity in the winter where it's always getting warmer in the summer? I always do wonder about that.
Yeah. You know, what I'm wondering about is, well, I thought we were going to have you delivering this report live from Times Square or something. I had mentioned, well, never mind that. How are New Yorkers dealing with the cold?
Well, there's every type of advisory out there. There's severe weather. There's wind chill advisory. And to make the point, they're saying if you have exposed skin tonight, within a half hour, you will get frostbite. But, you know, New Yorkers come from all types of places. And I spoke to one, Tariq Albani, who works in the Kuwaiti embassy.
And the people in here in the Kuwaiti embassy, do they know that it was going to get this cold? Do they tell the people when they come here that, watch out, you know, wear a hat?
Of course.
And so what's the chatter inside? Are they saying, wow, it's as cold as they said, or this is even colder than I expected?
Even colder than some people expected. But we can manage, hopefully.
Yeah. So is anyone looking maybe for a trip back to Kuwait this weekend?
Nope. Hopefully the Bahamas.
So that wasn't Times Square, but you did get me out into the streets. And I also talked to the fellow from the Nigerian embassy who wanted to go home also. Another thing I did, I had a copy of the journal Nature with me. The cover story is called Feeling the Heat. There's a cover reptile, an iguana or lizard or something, and it's talking about how global warming is affecting some species. So I wondered how that issue was playing today with New Yorkers.
I was just wondering if today you'd been thinking a lot about the effects of global warming.
Yeah, ain't that bad?
It is bad. Well, what, even today, it's because it's 5 degrees.
It's real cold out here.
But you can still think about global warming on a day like today?
I believe so.
Well, that's good. That's big of you.
I believe so. Yeah.
Thank you. Are you worried about global warming?
Why would I be worried? It'd be great if it got warmer.
According to the journal Nature, if it gets much warmer, that lizard might die.
My heart goes to the lizard and any other creature that would suffer from the climate and the conditions as they are now.
Can you sympathize with a creature suffering from the climate on this particular day?
Of course.
I have to say there's a silver lining in all of this. The National Weather Service changed its wind chill calculations in 2001. So if it were 0 degrees with 25 mile an hour winds, it would have been negative 45 degrees with the wind chill in 1999. So if you think about it that way, it's actually 20 degrees warmer than it would have been 4 years ago.
That's great, Mike. And you're staying warm?
Well, actually, I'm going out of town.
Very smart.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to New Hampshire, where at top Mount Washington with their 100-mile-an-hour winds, it got to around negative 100 degrees.
Bon voyage.
Thank you, Alex.
This is Day to Day from NPR News.